Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 214. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. We bring some apps to the table, and maybe you guys have not heard of these apps before, and you can install them on your phones and devices and have new apps. That's the whole goal. So let me introduce the co-hosts, and we'll get right into it, starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Dor?
I'm doing very good, Steve. I'll just throw in, I haven't had pizza today, if that means anything.
Wow, I'm like the reverse of you. I've had four pieces, one before each show this week. Anyway, good to have you on. Also joining us, Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com. What's up, Eric?
Hey, I had stuffed green pepper today, and I'm excited because my new ladder is supposed to be delivered tomorrow.
I love how Eric brings two completely disrelated things into one thought. It's good to have you on, Eric. I'm happy to hear that.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah. And also joining us, Amanda Chaudhry is back with us from Smule. What's up, Amanda?
Hey, I'm afraid I haven't had any pizza or any other dinners yet. I'm on the West Coast, so I was going to say it's early, but oh my God, it's not. So, but I am enjoying what I call a catsup martini during the show, and we'll talk about that a little bit later.
Ooh, that's a good teaser.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Why don't you tell us now? I don't know if I can wait.
Okay. Well, it relates to the app I'm going to share with you guys today, which is, on both iOS and Android, I look for, like a good, bare bones, but very comprehensive and accurate drink recipe app. And I like them to match the book I use, which is the New York Bartender's Guide. So
is that
I'm
like
using
the official.
It is to me. And so the one I'm using here actually is one that is cross-platform, just called simply Drinks Recipes. And Drinks I do recipes. A test.
Who's the developer?
On these. Yeah. I do a test on these. It's free with ads. But then to the test is that I look for an app called a drink called the Bronx Terrace.
Do you know who wrote this one that you're bringing?
Why is there a bunch of them in there?
The app,
the icon
looks like?
The icon looks like a martini glass with a yellow and orange background.
Ah, is that the 8,500 plus drink recipes free?
Yes. I didn't count them. But the fact that they have this one, the Bronx Terrace in there, is pretty good.
So that is like your yardstick of deciding.
That is. And it's biased. I have like roots in the Bronx from my family. So... Look for there. It's not the tastiest drink in the world, I have to admit.
What's it called? The Bronx Terrace?
Bronx Terrace. It's kind of like a Manhattan, but with gin and lime juice replacing a couple of the other ingredients.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah. There is also an official drink called a Bronx Cheer with raspberry juice in it and vodka. So.
And what's in that drink that you're drinking now?
What I'm drinking now, if that's okay, yes, work podcast, is called the Catsynth Martini, named after my blog Catsynth, which you can all find at catsynth.com.
Catsynth?
Yeah. And the actual cocktail has nothing to do with cats or synthesizers, which are the main topics of the blog. I tried that, but the silicon didn't taste very good. Neither did the cat hair. So this one is actually the equivalent of a dirty martini, but you substitute the olive brine for jalapeno pickle juice.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a total noob on cocktails like that. The only cocktail I have comes in a brown bottle.
Okay.
If you got a fancy glass like that, what makes a martini? I mean, is it the kind of alcohol you use? Do you have gin or vodka?
Yeah, so a martini is, traditional martini is gin. that's mostly what it is. Vermouth and olives or onions. A dirty martini, which is what I prefer, actually puts the pickle juice in there.
So you have gin and pickle juice?
Yes, for a dirty martini. And you could also make these with vodka. Vodka martinis are very common these days. But the traditional one has gin in it.
I've had gin and juice and gin and tonics.
Yes.
But not in a glass of that shape.
Right. yes, for all the audio viewers here, this is a teeny tiny version of that typical, like, glass you would see, say, in a James Bond movie or something.
Shaken, not stirred.
You know, I'm sorry. I missed most of what you were, guys were talking about because I'm enthralled by catsynth.com.
Well, we were just talking about how I the alcohol I drink is not sophisticated and I don't know anything about mixing.
Well, God, we could spend like a week's worth of shows talking just about that.
Or we could, or CatSynth. Also, we probably spend
it. Great site. That's amazing. Thank I didn't know this, you. Two things could go together so well, but you managed to pull it off.
Thank you.
Wow, yeah.
Awesome. All right, anything else about drink recipes app?
I mean, it's great. It's very responsive. One thing I would call out to the developer who may or may not be listening to it is, yeah, the search needs to be updated. And I would recommend just using the basic Google provided search things.
Oh, they try to do a custom one?
Well, I think they're trying to. And honestly, based on my own app development, I sympathize with this. They're making their own to make it exact with the iOS version. But they will have an easier... If they don't worry, if they're concerned about that as part of their business and their brand, then yes, keep doing it, perfect it, but make it work better. If you don't, then I totally recommend using the tools that Google provides for that.
I see. Mm-hmm. Good call. Good call. Mm-hmm. Thanks for bringing that up.
Absolutely.
Eric, what do you got for us today?
All right. I got a couple. My first one is called Guitar Riff Pro. So back to the camping story I was talking about yesterday. I went camping and I was trying to play, you know, guitar when we were outside. But anyway, we went inside and I think I started this when we woke up and after I got done cooking breakfast in the camper, I broke out Guitar Riff Pro. Now, basically this teaches you how to play different, actual songs. And the reason I got the pro version is because Amazon was giving it away as a free app of the day a few months ago. It's got 500 songs in it. So very popular and newer songs are in there included. And this, this app, I just basically turned it into a name that tune game where I would just pick out a couple of these songs that I knew they would know that weren't too difficult and start playing them. And then the family was guessing what the song were. And we'd have a little game on who could.
Were you actually playing them or you were able to pick them out of a list?
Yeah, no, you can just pick them out of a list and it'll play them for you and just show you what chords you should be touching to make that happen.
So it gives you essentially the tablature or the fingerings for that? Or?
Yes. Yep. Shows you a guitar neck. And it shows you where at on the full guitar. It'll zoom it in to a certain section of the guitar neck. And it shows you above where on the actual guitar that part of the neck is located.
Cool.
Gotcha.
Very nice.
Did you play Pour Some Sugar on Me by Def Leppard?
That was not one. I would never play that song.
It's in the list on the screenshot.
I know. I'm just saying.
That was a great song, man. What are you talking about?
I don't agree. I'm sorry. I've got horrible taste in music, or everybody else does. Let's see on that. I think I don't think I played any of the D's that are shown on that screenshot.
Okay. I'm just curious. Very cool though. Two guitar apps. Oh wait, no, I brought mine last show. This has been pretty cool though. Seems like it'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I used it for not what it was supposed to be used for. It actually should teach me how to play guitar, and I just haven't got around to that part of it yet.
Eric,
you made a good use out of it, though.
We call that hacking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I hacked.
Exactly.
Yeah, I repurposed and hacked my app.
The thing is, there's something good about finding a use beyond what the developers intended for it. And yep. I totally support that as a developer. So,
yeah, we'll wait till you hear the song I made with AutoWrap, and you'll probably say the same thing again. It's totally not what we intended.
I will absolutely be excited by it. I trust me.
That's awesome. Yeah, after you hear Eric's, you guys are going to go back to the drawing board with that program.
My next app I got real quick is a game, and this was referred to me by my son Philip. It's called Vector, and it's a parkour game where it's a running game, and you play parkour, kind of you do some weird flips and stuff and jumps and lands. I thought I brought this before, but I didn't see it in the list. So
yeah, I don't remember this.
It's got really good like the physics and the graphics of your guy are pretty cool, but it reminds me Oh, and the beginning of the game is pretty intense on how it starts. The little animation and story behind the game.
Dude, I love this. It reminds me
kind of like 1984 from the old Mac commercials.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kind of that kind of thing.
Awesome.
Dude, his animation's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that. It's very lifelike, man. Silhouette. I mean, if they didn't do it silhouette, it'd probably be tougher, but... They don't have to worry about shading or anything with this.
Right. And then basically when you come across the other objects in the world that are also silhouetted, those are the ones that you're going to have to interact with. You can't just run like through them. Like gotcha. The background has other things, but if you see something silhouetted, that's the stuff you have to work with.
I see.
And you're constantly, and it's kind of like Temple Run where you're being chased by something, but you're getting chased by like, I don't know, FBI agents or something, whatever they are.
Who are also parkour people.
Yeah. They keep up pretty good.
No, they shouldn't. They shouldn't be able to do that. There's not many parkour FBI agents, I don't think. Is there? I don't know.
Maybe there is. Most government people are parkour specialists now.
Yeah, I guess.
Anybody who works for the government.
Anyway, I think it's a really cool game. You guys got anything on this one?
I would say I like the obvious differentiation. Whatever. It's very easy to understand what you're supposed to interact with and what you're not supposed to interact with. Everything super colorful is just there. Everything black, you pay attention to. Yeah. And yes, the movement, how fluid this is kind of crazy.
I love that. I love that. It's very good, like true to life physics in games. Awesome. Good stuff, Eric.
Thanks, sir.
Dor, what do you got for us today? You can unload all the apps you have remaining if you'd like.
We don't have enough time for that, Steve. Okay. This, I believe, has to be a very new app, period. And it's by Google Inc. It's by Google, okay? It's called Google My Business. This ties in directly with Google being an ad company. I believe this app is going to fill a niche very well, okay? It's intended for business owners, small business owners in particularly, local type business owners more exactly. It gives them a frictionless way to communicate with Google, update their information in Google, and more directly communicate and get stats on customers or possible customers searching for your type of information. One of the worst descriptions for any Google app, it's literally on my full browser, 4 lines long. I can just say, if you are a small business owner, you have to check this out, because if you're not in Google, and if you don't exist, and if you're not high in Google, you might as well not exist.
Yeah, Dor, this took the place of Google Places. As a former business owner, the business I sold, I got a notification from Google saying, hey, you need to change over because we just changed all the stuff. And Google Places was okay. And I was you know, I was the first one in. I used a lot of techniques from Steve Cherubino on how to bring myself to the top of the heap for my business in town. And this was one part of that, by making sure that your business was in there, get a couple reviews from people.
Right.
And this is like the next gen of that, which is due for an update. I mean, Google Places has been around for quite a while.
Mm-hmm. Definitely due for an update.
Definitely.
This is pretty sweet. Very simple. But need definitely. If I was a business, small business, I'd be all over this.
Mm-hmm. I have some friends. I'll have to let them know about that. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you got anything else, Doran, in attack there?
Well, yeah. Honestly, this is the kind of app that might give you at least a small leg up. Maybe not long term, but every little bump is good in the SEO stuff. Okay. What I'm going to bring next here is a music related app, but it's a traditional, I'll say, music related app. And by traditional, I mean classical. Digital Concert Hall. I saw this app and I said to myself, somebody out there, when they hear about this, is going to go hog wild and love it. It's not for me. It's part of the Berliner, I don't even know, Philharmonic, genuine orchestra, like 100+ piece orchestra kind of thing. Free app, no in-app purchases. You can basically download and you can watch orchestra per performances. And I could have swore I saw in there they actually plan on streaming live stuff through this.
Wow. And you're very into this, right? You love classical music and such.
Giddy giddy.
I don't know. Do you ever listen to this kind of stuff, Dor?
No, because I'm sure it would put me to sleep in like 30 seconds.
So why are you bringing this?
Because I'm sure there's people out there that love classical music. Okay. We have seen emails from people, Steve, of all kinds of age groups, all kinds of nationalities, all kinds of origins and ethnicities. I'm sure a percentage of our listenerships love classical music and consider that to be the only true form of music or something like that.
I forgot that you try to please like all areas, countries, nationalities, genres, everything. So go ahead. That's good.
So it looks like it has a sign in for this. I just downloaded it.
Right.
So you have to be a member of something, or
are you a member of that Philharmonic door?
Why, yes, I am. I play the triangle, Eric.
Well, no, I'm not saying a member of the band itself, but I'm like a concert hall.
Yeah, I'll say
being the triangle player in an orchestral thing is no laughing matter.
Okay, then right. I'm not a triangle player.
True.
You have like 200 measures to rest, and if you don't hit it at the right time, you end up
everybody knows as
the meme of you had one job.
Gotcha. That's okay. Awesome. I'll say in the very last line of the description, it says access to the Digital Concert Hall DCH requires either a free or a paid user account. So there is kind of some kind of pay service you can use, but there is a possibility of doing free as well. Oh, and it supports Google Chromecast.
Gosh, I was just going to bring that up. I'm cool. Like, yeah, well, you know, that makes total sense because then you can watch it on your big screen with your nice surround sound and everything too.
I'm almost as excited as Eric about that.
Cool. Okay, this one I had to bring up because I think it's going to become hot soon. I like trying to guess this. Sometimes I'm completely wrong. Sometimes I'm right. Copy Bubble. Okay, we've all had to have heard of Link Bubble or some kind of other hovering, bubble-fied, aka Chatheads-esque experience. If you use copy paste to any degree, you can use this app, and you might actually really like this app. I abuse copy paste. I still install AndMate Share. So whenever I hit share in any application, I can always copy it to my clipboard. I abuse the clipboard. What this app gives you is basically a little bubble, which I wish you could resize, but there's no resizing that bubble. It gives you a floating bubble on your screen where you can access all of your copy paste history. So I really like this because I constantly find something cool, share it out, go into Voxer or go into Google Plus or go into whatever and share it out. And then sometimes 20 minutes later, I'm like, I need that link again. So I like the idea of having it heads up. I wish I could shrink the bubble just a little bit because to me it's a little bit too big by default. But it serves a purpose. It's the only app of its type I know of right now. And to be honest, I think it's kind of cool.
It's very cool.
Yeah.
Innovative, I would say. Mm-hmm. Copy yeah. bubble.
Okay. I'm going to bring at least one more here. Me and Steve have been trying to do a little bit of better job of organizing things. I'll say that. Steve was using a service called Schedule Once, I believe is the name of it, Steve.
Yeah.
When I asked him what tool he was using, in my typical ADHD fashion, I couldn't wait for his response. So I went and found one of my own. So I'm trying to use this one. This one's called Doodle. D-O-O-D-L-E. I'll say so far, my experience with it is pretty dang good. It's a nice, easy way to organize scheduling meetings, online meetings, events, something like that, where you can put it out there, allow multiple people or single people to interact with them, allow them to pick their slots that they want, and then go back and finalize it. And at the end of it, you can send out a calendar event that they can automatically integrate into their Outlook or their Google Mail. So they can get a reminder of the event.
This is the same doodle.com scheduling?
Yes.
Yep. Okay.
Exactly.
It's like their app, basically.
It's their app, and I will say, for the most part, it feels like nothing more than a skinned web page. But if you go to the web page, it's a very simple layout. I mean, there's not a lot of complexity to it. So it still works, and it works pretty good on the Android device. I just like the idea of having a dedicated app for this aspect of scheduling, because
yeah,
I don't want to devote a lot of brain cycles to, well, I can meet here and you can meet there and they can meet there, so when's a good time for all three of us kind of thing. I despise stopping and thinking about that. If I can offload that to another service, I do.
I've looked at this, but I don't remember seeing this app. This is pretty cool. If it does exactly what Schedule Once does, it's can't live without it. It's the best thing I've bought in a long time. So,
right. Well, this doodle.com is a free service. The app is $2.99. I don't know if there is a limitation on the website to where you got to pay. I've never reached it, but it does say pricing at the top.
Yeah, there is a plan. There is plans.
Yeah, I guess I don't use it that strongly to where I need that paid service. I'm finding the free service to suit all my needs.
Me too, actually. Yeah.
You use this, do you, Amanda?
I do. For scheduling rehearsals for bands, scheduling meetings for nonprofits, all sorts of things.
Are you able to send out like you basically send them your calendar and you say pick the date that fits for you kind of thing?
It's more the opposite. It's like, here are the dates that as the host, I think are possible. And all of you fill in the dates, yes, no, maybe, for the things that, for the ones that you can make.
Gotcha.
And there are tools to help you optimize it, but it's easy enough to just do that by eye and decide which is the optimal date for a particular meeting that you want to do. We don't use this for work. We have our own tools, but yeah, for like bands and arts organizations, definitely use this a lot. It is free as far as all the uses I've done for it.
Sweet. Yeah. Good one. All right, Dory, you got anything else in the tank there?
I will finish off with a game. I'm going to go with this one just because the name of it is also fantastic. The name of the game is called Romans in My Carpet. Okay. What it basically is, it's almost retro style graphics, which immediately drew me into it. It's like micro characters, so it's in my carpet, so you're playing with like little figurines kind of thing, but it's a turn-based almost like Risk type turn-based combat. I definitely had a little bit of fun with this. This is a definite game that requires a lot of planning and tactics.
Yeah. I'm just looking at the screenshots. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Again, I like the dice.
Yeah, you have to like dice. Again, $2.99. Apparently $2.99 seems to be the hot price for games right now. But it also had in-app purchases. So I did not push this on my son's tablet just yet. I'm going to keep playing with it just to see where the in-app purchases come into play and how easy is it for him to accidentally start clicking things.
It looks pretty fun. Very retro. Mm-hmm. I like it. Good stuff, man.
It's weird that there's clumps of poop here and there in their carpet.
I think it's hair.
Yeah, it says poop.
Oh, really?
In the video, it does. It little thing comes up and has it spelled out that way.
That's messed up. Romans in My Carpet. That's awesome. All right. Well, Dore emptied his tank. Do any of you guys have any other apps to bring?
I do not, sir.
Amanda?
I've been enjoying listening to the apps you guys recommend.
Good. All right, well, that's going to end off this week of shows. So why don't we go around and see what the guys and girls have, if they have anything to say to the folks before we end off. And we'll start with Dore. Anything you want to say before we end off, Dore?
I want to thank everyone for their support, everyone for downloading, Google Plusing, tweeting, and everything else. And I want to thank Amanda. I love the idea of having a in the trenches developer on, but to be honest, the music thing was just an extra bumper. That was just really cool. I like creative people, so it was really fun having you on.
Definitely. I second that.
Yep.
Thanks for coming on, Amanda. And Eric, what do you have to say to folks?
I would say look me up on Google Plus, and if you do, you can check out where you can get 3 months of free Google Play Music.
All right. Just Eric Gardini on Google Plus?
Yeah.
Yep. Awesome. And Amanda, thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you so much, guys.
I love that you stayed for all the whole week. Really? That was amazing. And it was a lot of fun.
Great.
So do you have anything you want to say to the people before we end off?
Yeah, great. It's great to be with all of you. And if you want to find out more about the music and things like that, check out AmandaChaudhary.com. That's Amanda, spelled the way you think it is, followed by CHAUDHARY.com. And you'll find out about upcoming shows, recordings that are out, and things like that. And of course, check out Smule.com as well.
Yes. Now, is there a link to CatSynth on your website there?
Yes, there is. And of course, CatSynth.com or Google CatSynth will work perfectly for that.
That's definitely my favorite site of the night by a mile.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
And my name is Steve Cherubino. You guys can find out more about me at edmr.com. That's edmmr.com. I host the EDM Producer Podcast, where I'm interviewing any big name, like top 100 DJ and EDM producer I get my hands on, and I'm asking them how they make their music, how they became successful, and just trying to get them to tell all their secrets to you guys. So if you're a producer out there and you want to succeed in the music world, hopefully the information will help you out. So check that out. I hope you guys enjoyed this show. We brought a ton of apps this week. We had a good time. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Have a great weekend.